Well, hello there, everybody. It's Mark Jones from markjones1388.com here. And what I thought I'd do in this particular vlog, since it's been quite a while since I posted the last one, is to do something a little bit different. If you've read the blog yesterday at all, you'll probably know that I haven't been too well over the last few weeks. I've had some flu virus, which has kind of been a very long period of trying to get rid of. It's been almost a month now since I first came down with it, and had problems with my throat with it, and a few other things. So what I thought I'd do this week is, instead of doing a vlog in the way that I would normally like to do it, where you actually see me on camera for a bit, and then I go into what I'm gonna do. It'll be just entirely via a screencast this week, and you'll see what I'm doing on the screen. And what I'm gonna do this week is I'm gonna kind of show you a quick look around my Adobe Behance portfolio. It's the Adobe Behance portfolio is something I decided to start doing earlier this year. I first signed up to it in January. And that was just so I could upload the work I've done, in particularly in the last year or so, with really pushing the launch of Spark Media Arts. So you can see all that. And I've got a few different things and projects, got some couple of different work in progress files that you can see the evolution of the branding of both Spark Media Arts and Mark Jones 1388. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so I am now on the screencast. So if I minimize my desktop, let's open up the, well, minimize VLC, sorry, not my desktop. If I open up my internet browser, which I am using Mozilla Firefox, and what I will do is I will go to open up www.behance.net. Now I'm already logged in here. However, if you are new to Behance or aren't logged in, you'll see over here you'll get like a sign in button, and you can click that and sign in using your Adobe profile. So if I go into my portfolio, you'll see that in it that Adobe Behance separates your portfolio into four sections. If you have, or if you use all four, you'll have projects, you'll have work in progress, collections, and appreciated. Projects is basically any thing that you upload. What I've done, as you can probably see if I scroll down, is I've uploaded by various portfolios, and I've separated them by company, brand, who I've done the work for. You have work in progress, which shows you your current projects. As I say, what I've done is I've got two current work in progress files, which really show the kind of the journey of the branding development of both Spark Media Arts and the Mark Jones 1388 brand. You also have collections, which basically you can create a collection and you can add different projects into that collection. So I've got a collection in collections called Portfolio, which just includes everything, really, includes all the projects, and you can see all that. Appreciate, I'll quickly open up that. It just shows you other projects, other pieces of work by other developers that you've said you like. Kind of the same as like a Facebook status, I guess, really. Apart from you can open up what it is, and you can see exactly what they've got on there. So you can see all that. So if I close that out and go back to projects. Before I go into kind of what projects I put on, I'll show you a little bit more about the profile of how Adobe Ads works when you sign up. You have over here your basic stats section, which project views, appreciations, which again, as I say, is people who is likes essentially for your projects. Your followers, as you can see, I've only got two. However, as I say, I've only been on this since January, and I'm still kind of in the early stages of really pushing out the branding for both Spark Media Ads and Marketers 138. And it shows you who you're following as well. And currently, I'm not really following anybody, but that will change probably quite quickly. You can have up to three focus points. So I've chosen graphic design, film, and advertising, really considering that a lot of the work I will do for in both graphics and film is to is advertisement at the minute. I've done a fair few promo videos, or I've done promotional flyers for events and etc. So you can see that. You have underneath that you have an on the web section, which just hyperlinks to your various social media channels. As you can see that I've got Twitter, LinkedIn, Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook linked in there. More channels might come up as I develop things. I've got like Instagram, I've got plans to kind of refocus on what I do with Instagram because I haven't posted on Instagram as it's as under the account that I have for quite a long time now. But we'll see how that goes. Underneath that, you have a About Me section, which I've put basically more or less the same blurb as I have on my curriculum vitae or my CV, with a little bit of changes, and it covers Spark Media Arts and all that. Tells you a little bit about what I do. Work experience, you could go there, you've got like a resume, and if I click on here, you can see my full resume. Now, what I've done is I've kept it to the kind of the creative section, so you'll see it says project manager on Evan Spark Media Arts, but the title I've given what I do to is actually different now, so that needs updating. So I'll update that at some point. And it goes through the courses I've done. Again, some of these need changing with the fact I've now got a certificate in web design from Alison.com. Covers your skills as well. So I put After Effects, Illustrator, so I do work with Illustrator as well, although that's still very much developing. Photoshop, Premiere Pro, I do video edit on Premiere Pro as well. Bootstrap 3, CSS 3, graphic design, HTML, scripting, and video production. So I'll go back. You've seen the resume, and then you've got your web references here. And you can put as many web links as you want in. So I've got all the ones for Marketers 138 and Spark Media Arts, as you can see by the ones I'm highlighting over now. Okay, so let's go back up to projects, and I'll show you how I've laid out each project. Each project follows a similar theme, but I say I'm very keen on the idea of branding and having similar themes throughout what you do online as much as possible. So if you build a theme or build a style of what you do for example, this Behance portfolio, I want to try and keep that all pretty much the same. That's pretty good with Behance. It's a very simplistic layout, and the way the theme is stuff with your text and styles and all that kind of stuff, which you can do via the basic content editor you get, which is just basically a text editor in that. So let's first open up the project, which is my Bethany City Church portfolio. You do that by either hovering over the name or hovering over the image of the project. So when you click on it, it comes up just like a modal does in Bootstrap or really any website that uses modal functionality. And you can see here how I've done it. I've put basically my video content first, because I think that's really what people would probably go and do first, and watch a video and have a look at that. So you can see here, I've got the Ben's Weekend photo, which I've just embedded from YouTube for the Spot Media Arts channel. So if I click on that quickly, you can actually play it here in the webpage. And you can see, I've got my old intro on that video, which I haven't changed. It does pop up with ads, unfortunately, but you can always just click on that. And you'll see here's the video that I did. And on a little side note, one of the things I found very handy, I'll just quickly pause the video, and hopefully that'll close. Okay, maybe not. So play that. You'll see here, this little branding icon. This is very handy. You can click on that, and it takes you straight to the YouTube channel, and you can also subscribe to a video straight from within the browser that you're in, which is quite cool. Underneath the video, what I've done is I've put in the same video description as I have on YouTube with all the links and that. As you can see in the old intro, I used to use a royalty-free track from an artist called Tobu. And what is required from Tobu is that you promote all of his social network feeds and his website when you put stuff on YouTube, which, for getting some good, very good quality music for free, is very good. I quite enjoy that. And then underneath that, I've done the same thing in every project, is I've put in graphic design pieces with a little bit of a blurb here, which is essentially says saving most people. Obviously, looking at this now, I do need to correct some of the spelling of that, which is a good thing about reviewing it afterwards. Obviously, for this kind of stuff, I wouldn't really worry too much about it, as long as you update it if it's incorrect. See, if you do stuff on your own and you don't have some of the proofread it, or you don't get it proofread by anybody, it could be quite easy to do typos or put in phrase which realistically shouldn't be there. So just if you see yourself doing that, just change it. It's not really the end of the world, I would say. I think a lot of designers and managers are probably understanding of that. So if I scroll down here, you can see I've got some different images, and you can click on it and you can get a bigger version of it in more or less full screen. This one here that you're seeing now is the backdrop wallpaper design for the men's weekend that was held last year in 2014. And if you continue to scroll down, you can see there's the family weekend backdrop from last year. And I've also put in a little bit ahead of time the backdrops I've designed for the men's and family weekend this year. That'll be happening in May and July. And at the very bottom there, you can click to appreciate it. You can tweet it, you can share it on LinkedIn, you can put it onto your Pinterest board, and you can like it on Facebook. You can also share the project down here in the exact same way. Also, obviously, if you've got your portfolio and you logged into your account, you've got the choice to add to collection and add a project. If I scroll down, you see there's a comments section where people could click on that. You've also got a link here for view all projects. So what I'll do before I close this one off, while I'm in here still, I'll scroll up and I'll show you a few things on here. So up here you've got the about project, which is just a little bit of a blurb that tells you what the project is. Tells you how many views it's had, how many appreciates had, comments. It's got a link for it online. You've got your project tags. The way I've tagged all my projects is I've tagged them by Spark Media Arts, the initials for Spark Media Arts, the project name. If the project name could be abbreviated, like for example, you've got Bethany City Church, BCC. If I click see all 10 tags, you can see how I've done it. So you can see I've done the kind of the covering, considering the both for Medicine Family Weekend. I saw the artwork in there. And I've also done individual pieces as well. If we click on see fewer tags, you can hover over tools used. You'll see that in this I've used Adobe After Effects and Adobe Photoshop. And you'll see the hardware that I've used, which was really for the video when I did bits of film and the photographs, what equipment I used. That kind of thing's always quite good to show. I think so, as it shows what kit that you use, what you're capable of using, which could be the difference between potentially getting a job from somebody or whatever. Project copyright info. You can click on read more to see what that means. It takes you to Creative Commons. So you can see the way I've done the copyright is basically you can share it, but you can't use it for your own material, and you can't modify it, which I think it's a good thing. But even there, it's still under the Creative Commons license. Basically, if you share it or show it online, you would have to give credit to me, from what I understand from the copyright. And obviously, you could also report and mark it as spam as well. So I'll come out of this one now. What I'll do quickly, since I'm aware it's become quite a long video now, I'll quickly show you through. I'll quickly show you the work in progress and the collections. I don't think I really need to show you all the projects. They're all follow a similar format. Videos first. Video description, that's the same as YouTube, from underneath with hyperlinks to the sites. For like Tobu, for Spot Reader Arts, for whoever. And it's all really follows the same criteria, really, which is kind of what I wanted to do. If I go to work in progress now, you can see I've got two work in progress files here. I've got one called Our Branding Journey for Spark Media Arts, and the other called Our Branding Journey for Modules 1, 3, and 8. If I open up the Spark Media Arts one, it's probably the best one to open up, actually, because it's good image sizes straight away to just show your screen. This is what it looks like for your work in progress files. So you get a description here, you get the opportunity to share just the same. You got a comments section here, you can write a comment. You can see how many people's viewed it. I think that is revisions there and comments. And you can see, you can also click on full screen here, and you can open up the image in a separate window or separate tab. And see here, this is the current branding style I've started using with Spark Media. I started doing this in about December. What a kind of like a minimalistic, nice kind of punchy looking style, which was clean, simple. But you saw like the logo at the and the name of the company is kind of still the most prominent things. If I click on this little arrow here, it'll then take you to the next thing. This was the second branding style I started using. To be honest, I got this idea for the DOS kind of background after watching a lyric video for I'm trying to remember who the artist was now. I can't really remember off the top of my head. It's crazy that. He did a song called Superman. Daughtry, that's the one. Sorry, but I had a bit of a mental blank on that one. But I just kind of liked how they had the text flowing into the screen with these dots with this kind of coloration scheme animating in a scrolling fashion. I thought that was pretty cool. So I decided to do something similar. And if I get, and then say once you've moved on from the most recent image, you've got both the back to previous and forward to, well, backwards and forwards. So if I click on in this left arrow, you'll see now that I already have the back arrows on there. And this is the original branding style we started using for Spark Media Arts. You see this text here is the same as the text on the actual logo. There you'll see with the mosaic style logo. Sorry. Quite often now I use the plus sign as a as just as just a single colour. However, on like the work shirts that I use when I'm working at events under this, as part of the Spark Media Arts provision that I do, you still have the mosaic logo on there. So that's really what the work in progress progress sections look like. And you've also got this little bit here. You can add a revision, so you can add more to the work in progress. So if I come up here now, I'll show you one little last thing, which is the collections. And you'll see here, I've got one collection here, which is called My Portfolio. You can hover over this. This tells you how many projects are in there. How many, I think that's just how many people have worked on it. Who the owner of the collection is, which is me. And if I open this up, you'll see followers, sorry, not who's worked on it, sorry, that was follows. You'll see that I've got all of my portfolios in there. And that you can open the portfolio in here just like you would normally. For example, here's the Mark Jones 13881, and you can see some of the artwork I've done, of which there'll be a new piece going in here today, actually, once I finish doing this, and that'll be the cover artwork for this video I've designed. So yeah, that's the Adobe Behance portfolio. If you're someone who does graphics and does video, does web, does anything really that is in relation to creative media, I'd encourage you to sign up to it. It's completely free. For example, I've got this linked into my CV, so that people who look at my stuff can, well, people who review my CV can look at my portfolio and see what kind of stuff I do. Hopefully, there'll be a lot more stuff I'll be able to put in there. I might do like a project on just purely web design, to cover kind of some of the stuff I've been doing recently, or I might even make that as a work in progress. Kind of show about my journey and kind of what I've been teaching myself in with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, for example. But yeah, as I say, I thought I'd do something a little bit different this week, so that you can see kind of what I've been up to lately and all that. This for this video, because again I've changed my branding a little bit, as you can see from the Mark Jones 13881, I've got a new logo. I need to redo my intros and my outros for Mark Jones 13881. Need to redo the bumpers for those. So this week there's not going to be any bumpers, that kind of thing, for this week. So really, that's it. So I just want to say, if you've watched it, thank you for watching. Please leave a comment in the comments section on YouTube, or in the comment section on the blog. So I'll post this video and a little, maybe some screenshots, etc., of what the portfolio is on my blog. And it'd be great to hear from you. So let me know what you think. So yeah, well, thank you very much. And sorry, it's been a bit of a different one this week. So I haven't been able to actually show my face as such this week, but as I say, I'm still recovering from illness, and hopefully I'll be back on top form very soon. And hopefully I'll be, as I say, back on top of the plans I've got, which you saw yesterday, which you could have a look. I'd encourage you to read the blog post on the update I did yesterday. I'll link to that in the description below, and you can see kind of what I'm planning on, some of the content I've been working on to release. And so again, just want to say thank you for watching and hope you enjoyed the video, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks. Bye.